Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen. Were you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Wow, thank you, choir. That was so beautiful. So we're about to step into the word of God because of time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before we steer the atmosphere for our man of God, can we please celebrate Bishop Tehuma in the house? Is that how you are celebrating on behalf of God? Amen. Let's all be on our feet. You know, the Bible teaches us to give double honor to the ones that labor in the word and in doctrine. The Bible says we should give what? Double honor. So in our church, we've adopted that principle from Scripture. We've learned to give what? Double honor. Even if Tinubu comes here, we'll not give him the honor. We'll give a man of God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? It is a give double honor to the president. It's a give double honor to the ones that what? Labor in the word and doctrine. So can we all with a shout and a clap celebrate the bishop and the house? Amen. If God thinks a man should be given double honor and you think it's too much, then you are sick. You need healing. Humbly speaking, lift your hands, everybody. And before we continue, I would thank them all at the end. Can we celebrate my in-laws in the house? Can we celebrate them? Wonderful people. They surprised us. We were expecting one and we saw a multitude. Hallelujah. We'll celebrate them more at the end of the service. Amen. Lift your hands and give God praise and worship Him. Bless His name. As we get our hearts ready for the word, lift your hands. Bless His name. Worship Him and tell God to give you a special word. He's called omnipresence. He can be here in different many ways. We may have not tagged this meeting a family breakthrough meeting, but He can touch you in that aspect. He can touch you in any aspect. His omnipresence. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell the Lord your expectation tonight. As the word comes forth, tell Him your expectation. Pour out your desires. The Bible says the woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch the hem of His garment. I mean, Jesus was going to another city and she had another problem. He was going for another function, but she had another problem. But that didn't stop her miracle. Go ahead and thank the Lord and pour out your expectation. Pour out your expectation. Shabagadia prandes koprata kapasaba. We want this atmosphere charge. Can you pray in the Spirit? Just pray in the Spirit. I can hear you. Lift up your voice. Don't mind your neighbor. Lift up your voice and pray in the Spirit. Go ahead. I can hear you. Labrata kashabala babarate kabashadaba. Barata kabalata katalada babababa sharadaga bababa. Lord, we are expectant tonight. Sharabakata Shabagada Baba. Sheba Karada Baba Baba Baba. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Shabaka baba baba. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Lift your voices. And forever you are God. Shabakala la ba 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 ba. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Rabakasha rababababa. And forever you are God. Shakarabarakarabababababababa. Shalakabaya. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. Shananamako shanadabaya. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Lift your voices. Lord, we're expectant for your word tonight. Speak to us like never before. Lebrahanda shabraya kando blea kabrahandia shabagaraba. Shiblahandia kabaya. It's Thanksgiving. Lift your hands and say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We're expectant and we're grateful. O Librahan Jabrahata Kasubregedia Balatosha. Librahanda Kabaya. Lepra Shukabala Katabaya. My victory is in the blood. Shalakaba. We'll sing this song before the bishop comes. My confidence is in your name. You took the shame so I can shine. So much you did without a price. My victory is in your blood. My confidence is in your name. You took the shame, Lord. You took the shame.
So I could shine.
So much you did without a price. So much you did without a price. Ashe, ashe. I love the second part. It says, this is not just a lovely song. This is a story of my days. This is a story of my days. I am a product of your grace.
I am a product of your grace.
I wouldn't be here without your love. So we're going to receive our bishop immediately. Thank you, sir.
Amen. 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 Come on, give Jesus a big clap offering. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Come on, just wave your hand and love him for 1 minute. Something good is about to happen here this morning. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just do what only you can do. Just wave your hand and just love him. Love him. Thank you for your mighty presence. The Bible says you were with them, confirming the word they spoke with signs and wonders. Are you anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Come on, lift up your two hands, everybody. Say, Holy Spirit, I love you. Just tell him. Say it again. Holy Spirit, I love you. You are everything to me. You are my sweetheart. I love you more than anything else. Thank you for your presence here today. Oh, hallelujah. Just wave your hand again. Just say something sweet to him right now. I love his presence. His presence is all we need. Everything. His presence brings everything. We love you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What a mighty God we sound. Thank you for your awesome presence here today. Thank you for your awesome presence. Speak to our hearts today. Heal the sick. Do something great among your children. Let the entrance of your word bring light. And let it bring understanding to the simple. Thank you for your presence. For those watching online, the presence of God is already touching wherever you are right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, Lord. Somebody shout that amen louder right now. Amen. Amen. Help me celebrate your pastor and his dear wife. Put them together. The prophet will love you so much. Thank you for your love and your humility. Amen. God continue to bless you. How many of you love your pastor here? Let me see. Amen. Now listen, such a gracious man of God. Amen. Amen. And the first lady will love you so much. You're such a gracious man. Amen. And all our in-laws have come to celebrate today as we dedicate this beautiful baby. Amen. Thank you so much. We love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I don't know. I can't preach. I don't know what to do here this morning. You know, this place, the presence of God is so much here. So when you come in, when you come in with all your theologies, I get it, man. You just find that it's just all about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Alright, let me try. I'll just talk a little and then we'll pray for our beautiful, dedicated, our beautiful princess that is here this morning. So I'm not going to take your time. Very brief. Very brief. The time, very brief. And then I'll begin to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, before we sit down, let's just read it together. Philippians 4 verse 6. It's a thanksgiving mood. I just feel like saying something for some few minutes about thanksgiving. I'll pray for somebody. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and what? With what? Let your requests be made known unto God. Let's say it again together. I want to go. Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. You can have your seat for 1 minute. Let me just share God's word briefly, then we can pray. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. Thank you, choir. Put your hands together for the wonderful choir we had this morning. Amen. Thanksgiving is a key for greatness. Thanksgiving is a key. I always tell people that there are many things God has done that you will never be aware of right here on earth until we get to heaven. Or get to heaven, you discover that God delivered you from about 50 things that could have killed you. God just delivered you. You can't know it all. Thanksgiving is a key. Is the foundation of life. When you thank God, God do more for you. Is somebody hearing me? And today is a day to thank the Lord. Looking at our princess and everything I'm seeing here today, it's a thanksgiving mood. We need to give him thanks. God is faithful. God is faithful. When you thank him, miracles happen. When you thank him, he blesses you. Is somebody hearing me? Thanksgiving is a key. It preserves your blessings. It preserves your blessings. It attracts help from God. When you thank him, you are asking for more. You are saying, God, do more for me. So we need to connect into the anointing of thanksgiving. It guarantees strong multiplication. Is somebody hearing me? Thank him in the morning. Thank him in the afternoon. Thank him in the night season. Thank him when you feel good. Thank him when you feel bad. The God of the mountain is still the God in the valley. The God of the good time is still the God in the bad times. The God of the day is still the God in the night. Thank him. As long as you have breath in you, thank him. I came to remind you the power of thanksgiving. I've not come here to preach. I just came to drop this word. For many believers that don't understand the power of thanksgiving, there are certain things that will not answer to you in prayer. There are certain things that will not answer to you in fasting. But there are certain things that will answer for you when you begin to thank God. When you praise and thank him, you receive strong answers in some areas. Learn the art of thanksgiving. There's power in thanking God. You may not understand how some things work. How God, some of you travel from here to Abuja, from Abuja to different places, and then you find yourself escape from an accident. How many of you have escaped from accident before? You don't know what happened. God just sent angels. Is somebody hearing me? That delivered you from death. Like I told you, you can't understand everything. But we understand it better by and by. We'll get to the other side of life. That's when we're going to understand how God delivered us. You will see about 150 instances that you could have died and God saved you. Now you can't see it. Now you cannot even see it. I was praying for a woman. People were online. I was just laying hands on people, And there was a particular woman I just prayed for. I asked her what was the problem. She could not tell me, but I commanded the spirit. She was on the line for sickness. She was having a sickness, but she did not want to open up. And I say, in the name of Jesus, I command you, spirit of infirmity, leave her now. Get out! I just a short prayer. And I left. I never knew. And she never knew that something happened. But after 1 month, the bishop called me that she goes for her check every month. And when she went for the check this time around, they discovered the doctors were looking for the cancer of the uterus. They were not seeing it. They called me and told me that testimony. My bishop friend, he said they are not seeing it. They have checked over and over. So there are certain things that God is doing around you right now that you are not seeing, but they are working. Is somebody hearing me? They are working in your favor. He said, for all things work together for good. For them that do what? And are what? According to what? His purpose. All things are working together, whether good or bad. They are working together for your sake. Is somebody hearing me? Continue thanking him. Continue praising him. There are battles that you are fighting right now. You need to lift up your voice and thank him every day of your life. Resist the temptation of complaining. Write it down. Resist the temptation of complaining. I'm not talking for long, so just get this message. For murmuring and for blaming. Resist that temptation. God is good. God is good. And that settles it. God is a good God. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't blame. Just believe. Thanksgiving is a proof of faith. Even though you have not seen what is happening, but you are thanking God in advance for what he's going to do. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus did one of the most crazy things. He stood right where a dead man was in the tomb for 4 days and four nights. And the only thing that he could do was lift up his hand and say, Father, I thank you. Right face to face with death, he was still thanking. Lord, I thank you because of the people that are standing here, that they may know that you sent me. And in less than 1 second, he's lifted up his voice and screamed with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said the dead man that was dead, decomposed and fermented, suddenly received life and started coming out of the grave. Jumping out of the grave. His body was decomposed. In short, the sister gave a testimony, by now, my Lord, he stinks. But still, Jesus said, get the grave open. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that come to me, even though he's dead, will come back to life again. The pastor was singing the song, The Blood of Jesus. That song, talking about this, what in the blood? Victory, right? In the blood of Jesus. You don't understand the power in the blood. There's something about the blood. It can go up. It can reach you up. It can reach you down. Wherever you are, the blood of Jesus is powerful. Andrew Cross sang a song. He said, the blood reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It will never lose its power. Tell neighbor, there's power in the blood. That's where we connect to, that we need to have a heart of thanksgiving. Thank him. I'm tempted not to come out of the thanksgiving message today. Something is just coming upon me, but I'm tempted. I want to still stay. Hey, stay in the thanksgiving mood. Don't come out of the thanksgiving mood right now. Come on, thank him in the morning, thank him in the afternoon, thank him anytime you wake up. Don't live a life of depression. Is somebody hearing me? Be happy every day of your life. He said, be anxious for nothing. Don't take life too serious. Anything you are passing through, God knows about everything you are passing through. And guess what? You have angels all around you. You know what Elijah said? He told the servant, said, go outside and say, more are with us than with them. And when he went out and God opened his eyes, he saw legions of angels everywhere. I said, my God, I did not see this. You don't know the angels. You see how when the president is going, you see DSS here, DSS here. When I'm coming here, angels were all, they were all around. That's the power we have. You may not see it. You know, sometimes I pause and I'll just turn around and say, thank you. I'll be thanking God. Thank you. Even though I'm seeing nothing, but I know what I'm seeing, the spirit realm. Sometimes I just pause. I say, Holy Spirit, I love you. My wife can sit beside me and say, Holy Spirit, I love you more than my wife. Is somebody hearing me? Feel the presence. Angels are everywhere. He said, nothing shall hurt you. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you will condemn. Now, that scripture says you will condemn, not God will condemn. Because he has given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing can hurt you. Listen, if you live in this consciousness, you will worry for nothing. Nothing should break you. Thank it. If you don't have a shoe, thank him for the legs he has given you. Thank him. Thank him. A guy was, Lord, I don't have shoes. I don't have shoes. Another guy doesn't have legs to put the shoe. A man woke up one morning, was so tired of life. He said, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. And he left. He said, don't follow me. I'm going to kill. I'm tired. Poverty. I'm tired. Look at me. Meanwhile, he was comfortable, eating well, dressing well. But because of just little things that he has not met, he came out to kill himself. A man followed him. Followed him. At the point of him killing, the man said, sorry, excuse me. I don't have clothes. Can I have those your clothes and your shoes before you even kill yourself? And then when he looked, beautiful clothes. What are you complaining about? Oh, my child is dull. Thank God I even have a child. People are looking for children. One of my friends paid about 25 million for someone else to carry their baby. You know, surrogate? For someone. Took the egg, the sperm, boom, took it and put it in another woman's womb to carry their child because they were looking for a child for 15 years. And the woman carried the baby for them. After 9 months, removed the baby and gave it to them. You, they touch you once you get pregnant. And you are here complaining. Is somebody here what I'm talking about? Wake up! Stop murmuring! Thank God in the morning. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For waking me up from my bed this morning. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For giving me breath even this morning because many are in the mortuary. Somebody lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though my bank account is red, but I've eaten and I can eat this morning. Somebody lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though I have no clothes to him to wear, I am not naked. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though nothing is working for me right now, no job, but I have hope that something good will happen for me tomorrow. Lift up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not time to murmur. It's time to thank God. People are crying right now in the hospital. They have food, but they cannot eat the food. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Many, many years ago, some of my pastors, I just told them, let's go. We scroll. I said, follow me. And we went, saw. We just visited the hospital to talk to people and, you know, bless them. And then I said, okay, let's go to, we went to one ward and they told us that the mortuary is closed. I said, okay, no, let's just stroll there too. So we stroll together. And we just say, let's step in. We stepped in. Come and see people on the ground. Tall, big, small, children, men, everybody. And many of them learned a lesson that day. You came with nothing in this world, and you are going with nothing. Thank God for the little you have. God will give you more. Thanking God for the little you have does not take you out of faith. Is somebody hearing me? You can still have faith and become who God wants you to be. Even bigger. Is somebody? But start from thanking Him today. Appreciate the little God has given you. Come on, somebody shout a loud amen.
Amen.
That's why I like your pastor. He's a man that appreciates the little. He's not pursuing things at the expense of his life. He wakes up one day at a time. Listen, you aren't saying nothing. God is taking you beyond what you even think or imagine in your life. In this generation, God is going to give you a voice. You will speak and people will hear your voice. This voice will go beyond Makurdi, beyond Benue, beyond Nigeria. It will go all over the nations of the world. God will bless you and you will see greatness in your life. Somebody shout that amen loud. In the midst of pain, say thank you, Jesus. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? You have angels around you. How many of you know that?
Yes, sir.
They are following everywhere. Anywhere you walk, I love angels. They fight for you. I told you a story of a guy that was fishing water in the university, and some boys came to kill him and to drop him in the well. Three of them came to kill him. Caught boys. And when they approached him, they never knew that this guy is a carrier of a presence. And then suddenly, they started rolling on the ground. What happened? They gave a testimony later that they saw an angel guiding the boy at the well. So they came with their axe. When they wanted to hit him, the angel started whipping them. Which, imagine heaven whips. They were rolling on one whip, they roll more than 10 times. Three of them were on the ground. The guy turned around and saw, listen, more are with you than with them. But believers, we don't know what we carry. That's why we complain. You are carrying something beyond normal. Do you know nothing can kill you?
Yes, sir.
If you know who you are, you cannot be killed.
Yes, sir.
If you know who you are, someone can cock a gun and it will not shoot. You must know. We must develop believers in this generation to understand the power they carry. They don't know anymore. The whole gospel is being watered down.
Yes,
babies everywhere, they don't even know anymore. Know what you carry, sir.
Yes, sir.
You carry the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The same spirit that rose up Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you. Do you understand that? No, you have not understood it yet. You have not caught it yet. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is where? You have eaten pounded yam, forgotten about everything about that. It's inside of you. Now watch now. You are carrying this thing around. You are untouchable, sir.
Ah, yes, sir.
No devil can kill you. Listen. Some people, any small rat, blood of Jesus, devil. Listen. No power in hell can touch you. You will sleep like a baby and you are untouchable. If they try it, God will rise up against them. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I have angels. As I'm talking here, angels are all over this altar here right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And there's good. Somebody is here, you are sick. You'll be healed in this service. There's somebody in this service with a blood disease. God is going to heal you tomorrow. You will go and give your blood. They will test it. And you will not have that blood disease again. Begin to thank God for the person that invited you for this service. If you are that person. Because you are healed. Andrew Cross sang a song. He said, I got me some angels watching over me. Watching over me. I got me some angels day and night watching over me. All night, all day, watching over me. All night, all day, day and night, watching over me. Day and night, they are watching over you. If you're watching online right now, the power of God is available for you right now. There's healing for you. In this Thanksgiving service, make up your mind to be thankful. Thank God. Whatsoever happening around your life, wake up and thank the Lord. Remind God of His promises. Father, thank you for what you did for me before. Don't just be complaining. Say, Lord, I thank you for taking care of me before. If you're a student, thank you, Lord, for paying my school fees before. Don't just ask for a new school fees now. Thank Him for what He did. Appreciate Him for what He has done. And then remind Him for what He's going to do. Be thankful. Be thankful. And your miracle is certain. Wherever you are watching from, the power of God is available right now. I want you to stand up on your feet because I want to pray for somebody here right now. There is power in the name of Jesus. Anywhere, this is a Thanksgiving service. And I want to let you know that Thanksgiving is the key to life. The key. I've learnt it. I said, thank you, Jesus. More than 100 times a day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your visitation over my life. Thank you for the bad things and the good things. All the same, I thank you. I refuse to complain because God is a good God. God is a good God. Tell three people around you, God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. God will never lead you astray. He will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will always be with you. No matter what you're passing through. God is God. He will hold your hands when you are falling. You will think He's not there, but He's there. You will think nothing is working, but something is working somewhere for you. Stop complaining. Stop using your mouth to kill the miracles God wants to give to your life. You're passing through. God is bringing a miracle to you, but you are complaining. You are murmuring. You are negative in your words. And when the angels come close with the packages for you, they suddenly discover that this guy is talking trash. His confession is zero. And then they go back with the package. Oh God, I came there, but he was just abusing and causing problems. He was so negative that the spirits that connects to worlds of negativity were around with him and telling me, the angel, you can't come close because this one is ours. Because spirits are fighting everywhere over you. If you are negative in your worlds, you will attract the negative spirit. I am finished. Who told you are finished? Nothing good has worked for my family. Who told you nothing good has worked for your family? Don't you know you are a different person, a different species, a royal priesthood, a peculiar nation? You are called to show forth the glory of God. Don't you know that? You are not finished. You are a royal priesthood. Talk like a royal.
Yes, sir.
I'm passing through. Yes, but speak your way. He said, let the rich say what? The poor say what? And let the weak say what? He said, even though they are weak, they should say they are strong. You are not lying. Say it. No money or bank account. Say it. Money is coming to me now in the name of Jesus. God said, I'm finished. That's how my brother too died. That's how I mean too. I will die. You will die alone. I will not join you. Keep your mouth shut. If you have nothing to say, keep your mouth shut. And believe God. Some of you are using your words to kill your miracles every day. You are too negative. You talk negatively. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Whatsoever is not your intention, whatsoever is not your expectation, listen to me. Let it never be your utterance. Whatsoever is not your expectation, whatsoever is not your desire, whatsoever is not your intention, listen, it should never be your utterance. Keep your mouth shut. Walk with God. God say you are a winner, you are a winner. God say you will succeed and there's nothing a devil can do about it. You will succeed. Is somebody hearing me? God says something good will happen to you. Just believe something good will happen to you. Take these 6 words that I'm going to give you. Then we'll begin to pray. I want to pray. Number one, take it. Nobody respect a rag until their shoe is dirty. So stay in your corner. Don't beg people to know your value. When the time comes, nobody will tell them to look for you. Is somebody hearing me? Number two, don't be too available for people in 2025. Because long time no see is better than this idiot has come again. Take these words of wisdom as a roundup. Number three, control your anger because it is just one letter away from danger. One letter away from danger. Some of your anger have kept you where you are till today. Somebody said, I want to marry you. You went to his house. Small thing, you broke televisions and broke things everywhere. And after that, you started regretting. Anger. Control your anger in 2025. Number four, don't show everyone your wounds. Not everyone is holding the bandage. Some are with salt and vinegar to increase the pain. Mind the people you show your wounds. Number five, never plant thorns on someone's path. Your children may take that route barefooted one day. One mistake you should never make in this life is to allow yourself to be recruited by someone to hate another person who hasn't wronged you. Your enemy is not my enemy. Is somebody hearing me? And lastly, don't compare your life with others. There is no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it is their time. Don't compare yourself. Bible says those that compare themselves with themselves are foolish. Lift up your 2 hands and just worship Him. Worship Him right now. I feel the anointing here. Wherever you are, be on your feet and just worship the Lord. Worship Him. Worship Him. There's the anointing here right now. Libra katapa kataka liboko sopa kataka libo. Come on, worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. There's an anointing here. There's some of the blood disease. God is healing you right now. Right now. If you are watching right now, I want you to know. Right online, God is healing you right now. There's healing in this room right now. There's healing right now. Lift up your hand, lift up your voice, and just begin to release the anointing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Libro koto pakata kaliba. Jegele boshi papakata kalibo koto pakata. Libranga de bobo bokoto pakata kaliba. Libro koto pakata. There's somebody with a urinary tract issue right now. God is healing you right now. I feel the anointing right now, touching wherever you are. Urinary tract problem. Urinary tract problem. God is healing you right now. Touch yourself right now. There's healing for you right now. Feel the anointing. Pain in your stomach. Touch your stomach right now. There's healing right now. There's healing right now. I rebuke that pain in the name of Jesus. I take authority against that pain right now. I take authority right now. Shagala bokotopa katakalima. There's somebody with a growth on your body. God is healing you. Listen, that growth right now will disappear now. You will not see it again. Touch your hand there right now. That growth is going right now. I rebuke it. I rebuke it. I rebuke it. Somebody with a heart problem. God is healing you. Touch your hand on your heart. I command healing to flow in your body right now. Any pain you have in your body, if you are on ground, if you are online, touch your hand where that pain is now. I'm going to rebuke it right now. Wherever you are, touch your hand where the pain is. Let me pray. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you're on ground, you're online, just touch your hand where the pain is. Let me pray this prayer. Rebuke that spirit of infirmity and disease. Just touch your hand there. Just stomach, put, if it's your eyes, you can see properly, put your hand there right now. Any problem, there's healing. There's healing. There's healing for you. I was praying for a young boy of 12, about 12 years old. He has never spoken before, Pastor. Never spoken, never heard, with a hearing aid in his ear, right in the city of Ohio. Never, Columbus, Ohio. Never heard, never spoken. And I was praying for him, I think last year. And I told them to remove the hearing aid. And he has never spoken, never heard. Now I knew what the problem, the spirit of infirmity, that the spirit that make you have that disease, I get it, mean when it's out, that's the end. So I put the remove the hearing aid, I put my hand, two hands in his ear, and I commanded the spirit of death and dumb, come out of that child in Jesus' name. He shook his head so many times, the spirit left. The boy spoke for the first time in that service. He heard and spoke in that service. The mother called me to let me know that right now he is back to school without the hearing aids. Hearing normal, speaking normal. Wherever you are watching from, God can heal you. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. What he did before, he can do it over and over again. I want you to put your hand where that pain is. If you're watching online, put your hand right there. If you have a deaf child, bring that child close to the screen right now. We're going to receive your testimonies later. You can bring them online. Put that hand where it is. Everybody, any pain, put your hand there. Any negative doctor's report, put your hand there right now. I take authority against every pain in your body right now. I command that pain to go now. Can I hear a louder amen? I say, I command that pain to go now. You spirit of infirmity, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every pain in your heart, pain in your eyes, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, total blindness, whatsoever it is, I command that eye to open now in the name of Jesus. You pain in the ear, partial deafness, total deafness, I command that ear to open now in the name of Jesus. You pain in the stomach, you blood diseases, be healed in the name of Jesus. Pain in the neck, pain in the chest, pain in the waist, whatsoever the pain is, growth on your body, I command that growth to disappear now. I command you be healed now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Lift up your two hands to heaven and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him and give Him praise in the house. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Let your voices go up and thank Him right now. He's worthy of our praise. Lord, we give you praise. We give you thanks. You are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. In the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.